And this year we'll cover Siman Tzedek Ches, Siv Vav Zayin Ches and Tes. So let's start with Siv Vav. So what in this year, the Makor for Siv Vav is the Gemara in Chulin Tzedek Ches Amar Aleph. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, halfway down the Amud, towards before the end of the line, just below the Tosfos V'Iboylehu, Ahu Palga the Zaysa, a half a Zayis, the Taraba, of Chelev, forbidden fats, the Nafal B'Dikula the Bisur, that fell into a pot of meat, Savar Marba Ravashi Lishua B'Tlasin Palga the Zaysa. Marba Ravashi wanted to permit the Chelev, since there was 30 half Zaysim of Heter, meaning there was 30 to Mevatal the Isur. And since it's only a chatzis zayis, so he held that a chatzis zayis is only aser midrabanan. There's no shear midrabaisa, you need a kazayis. So since it was only half a zayis, it's only aser midrabanan. He wanted to mevatel it in 30. Amale avua, so his father told him, Ravashi told him, lava mina lecha, didn't I tell you, loy tezalzal b'shiu and drabanan. Don't be mezalzal in a shear drabanan. So Ravashi explains that even something that's not aser midrabaisa, you should not be mezalzel in the shear. You have to give it a shear of 60. Then the Gemara says, "Va'oid ha'omer Rabbi Yechanan chatzis shear aser min ha'Torah." Rabbi Yechanan says, "A half a shear of something that's aser is also aser min ha'Torah." What do you need a shear for? You need a shear in order to get malchus. But if there's less than a shear, you don't get malchus. But there's still an iser midai reisa, and therefore you certainly need 60 against the half a zayis. That's the Gemara. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Kachatzi zayis shel iser shenazar of beheter, a half a zayis of iser that's mixed up in heter, tzarich shishim chatzai zaysi heter levatla." You need 60 half a zaysim to mevatel it. So we saw because of two reasons: either because a half a shear is also min ha'Torah, or even if it's an iser derabanan, you still should not be mezalzel on the shear. You have to give it the same din as a deraisa, and it needs 60. So that's what the Taz says in Sifkot and Tes, that even by an iser derabanan, if you have a half a Zayis and Issa Darbanan, you still need 60 to mevatel it. That's Sif Vav. Now let's see Sif Zayin. The Makar is the Gemara before, and of Tzadok Zayin and Mabez. The Gemara says, about a third of the way up, Beitza b'shishim ve'ein beitza min ha'minyan. You need 60 to mevatel a beitza, an egg, and the egg is not included in the 60. Then the Gemara says towards the bottom of the page, Amalei Rav Idi ba'ovin la'abaye, Rav Idi ba'ovin said to Abayi, La'meimra de'yav tema, do we say that it gives taste? Does an egg give taste that you need 60 to mevatel it? V'ha'am amri inshi ki maya be'e ba'alma. People say that it's like the water of eggs, means there's no tam. Or malei hachba ma'eskinam be'beitzah sefroyach. We're talking about an egg that has a chick in it, and the chick gives taste. Aval tamei, but an egg of a chicken, of a tamei animal, which has no taste, you don't need 60. And Tosfos says on the top of Tzedek Ches Amud Aleph, v'hu adin b'nimtza bo tam. The same din is that you need 60 if you find blood in the egg. The shada tichla bakula. The decay from the blood spot spreads throughout the egg. And we'll ask for the whole egg. So we see, according to Tosfos, even an egg that has a blood spot needs 60 against it. Then on the bottom of the page, towards the end of the narrow lines, the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov ba'idi v'rav Shmuel ba'nachmeni trevayu mishmeid v'rav Yeshua ben Levi Amri, beitze b'samach asura, b'samach v'achas muteres. An egg in 60 is aser, an egg in 61, which is a total of 62, muteres is muter. So we see over here that the Gemara paskins that we need 61 eggs to mevatel the taste of an aser egg. So as we saw in the shir, there's two reasons. One is put by the Torah over here, that eggs are not uniform in size, so we add one more in order that there should be 60, because perhaps the aser egg is slightly bigger than some of the other eggs. And the reason of the Rambam is that since an egg is a bria, therefore Chazal said that in order to mevatel the taste, you need 61. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Siv Zayin Beitza sheyesh bo efroyach, oy tipas dam shenizbash lamecheres, a beitza that has a chicken side, or a blood spot, sheyesh bo efroyach was the Gemara we saw, oy tipas dam, or has a drop of blood, the source of that is Tosfos, shenizbash lamecheres, if it was cooked with other eggs, tzricha shishim ba'achas levatel pleitasa. You need 61 in order to mevatel the pleita, the tastes that come out of the egg. And the Shach points out that certainly the egg itself is aser because it's a bria. That's Siv Zayin. Now let's see Siv Ches. The makor for Siv Ches is the gemara that we saw in Pasuk B'Cholov and Siman Tzadik. The Gemara is on Tzarek Zayin Amud Beis, just before the words of Beitza. The Gemara says, Kchal b'shishim, but Kchal min haminyan. Kchal needs 60 to mavatel it, the otter. You need 60 to mavatel the otter. If it's cooked with meat, you need 60 to mavatel the mukta comes out of the otter. But you can include the Kchal in the 60. It means you only need 59 besides the Kchal. So as we saw in Siman Tzarek, there's two reasons for this. Either because, since the Kchal itself is meat, so you can include the Kchal itself against the milk in the pockets of the Kchal, or the reason of the Rambam is that since the milk of the Kchal is an Issur D'Rabbanan, it's Cholav Shchuta. Cholav Shchuta, milk that comes out of the animal after it's shechted, is only Issur D'Rabbanan with meat. Therefore, since it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, 59 is enough. But La Halacha, we hold that by Issur D'Rabbanan, you need 60. The only exception is over here by Kchal, because the Kchal itself is meat. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sifches, Kchal mezbatel b'tisha v'chamishim. Kchal is batel in 59. So let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Kol ha'isurim ha'noigim b'zman hazeh, all isurim that noig in nowadays, kulam mezbatelim b'shishim, they're all batel in 60. And the Shach points out, even Issur D'Rabbanan needs 60 to mevatel it, not like the Rambam that we mentioned, that holds by Issur D'Rabbanan, 59 is enough. Rambam continues, Melvad chometz b'pesach v'yayinesach kashen izbar b'lachaseim. The exception is chometz and pesach, that it's asur even in a mashu, and yayinesach also is asur, but mashu, like we'll explain in the Hilchos Pesach and in Hilchos Yayinesach. Melvad sha'isur einit noisin tam b'gdeira. When do we say that 60 is enough? That's only if the Issur does not give taste to the food in the pot. But if it gives taste, and the Issur is inherently Asur, as we'll explain shortly, it's not bottle even in 1,000. Anytime you taste Issur, it's not going to be bottle even if there's more than 60 against it. Therefore, salt, or tavlin, which is made to give taste, im asur machmas asman, if it's asur, inherently asur, it in itself is an isur, it's not absorbed tastes. For example, the Shach gives in Sifkot Lamed Beis spices of Avodah Zorah or of Arla, ein abatel mishishim, they are not bottle in 60, and anytime you taste the spices, they're going to be asur. So just to explain this a little bit, what's the isur machmas atzmai? Isur machmas atzmai, it means that it itself is an isur. As we mentioned, either Arla or Vodazara. But if it's something that absorbed Isser tastes, it itself is not Asser, but it became Asser because it has absorbed Isser tastes, then the spices will be bottled in 60 even though I taste it. This is because of a rule, Ein ha-Nesar, Bomer min ha-Isser. The Nesar is not any stricter, the food that becomes Asser because of something is not any stricter than the Osser, the Isser itself. So if, for example, Nevela juice spilled on spices, so now the spices are Asur, and if these spices fall into a pot, see, if you're 60 against them, it's Mutter. Since the Nevela can't give taste, will not ask for more than 60, so we look at the spices as if it's Nevela, and therefore if there's 60 against the spices, and now there's no taste of Nevela, even though I taste the spices, the food is Mutter. So, true story that was asked. Someone who prepares a Baal Tshuva, and she had a separate stove range and separate pots in her house for her kosher food, but her parents did not keep kosher, and she asked that she used to use the same spices as her parents. Spices were kosher, or were not a question to begin with, but the question was, since her mother sprinkles the spices over her usher food, her tray food, and now the zeya goes into the spices, the steam goes into the spices, we're not going to get into zeya right now, but according to the Prima Gaurim, even if the zeya is not hot, since the moisture goes up, even if it's not yet a lettuce bowl, the food that the zeya hits needs to be washed off. Therefore, by spices, the zeya will go into the spice container, and since you can't wash off the spices will be also to use, because it has absorbed tastes of usher food. So now, what happens, she asked, she used the spices, and she wants to know, firstly, did she eat isser, and secondly, does she have to kasher her pots? So the answer is that she does not, because there's certainly 60 against spices, and although, of course, l'chatchila, you can't do it, you can't use the spices, because of Ein Mevatlin Isur Lechatchila, but since she did it b'shogeg, and the sixth against the spices, so the food is mutter, and the pots are mutter, and do not have to be kashered. That we see from here, from this din. So let's see Shach Sivkot Nechof Ches, who explains what's the difference between regular Isurim and those that have taste. Since in both cases, if this taste is Asurim, there's no taste, it's mutter. The wine regular Isurim, do we say 60? So the Shach says in Sivkot Nechof Ches as follows, Avlam Nisim Tam B'Kadera, Kolemuk, the Kol Iho Isurim De Alma, Le'evidi Le'tema, regular Isurim, are not there to give taste, and therefore we say that we can assume that they're batal in shishim, since they generally do not give taste in more than 60. However, if you'll taste it, it'll be mutter to eat, but if you eat it and then you taste the iser, then it's going to be aser. And the other Peskim as well hold like this, and this is simple. Since taste, which is more than 60 against it, is aser, hilkach melech v'tavlin, therefore salt and spices, they're not bottle even in 1,000. Since they usually give taste even in 1,000. Since they're made to give taste. The hodim milsed avid l'taimo ain't a bottle. Hainu nami mitam to chemistoma hinois in tam afil be'elef. The reason that something that's made for spices is not bottled even in 1,000 is because it usually gives taste even to more than 1,000. Ukadamuchach midivri sefer atruma sheviya tor ubeisef semsemen kufhei. So the shach says olafize heichad yadua b'biru she'in it's in tam. If I know for sure that there's no taste, konvention nafal koyet echad shel melech oitavlin liyer gedola. If, for example, one granule of salt or spices falls into a big pot, mutter, it's going to be mutter, since we know that one granule of salt cannot be tasted in a big pot. Since it's also mashma from the Teres Chatos, and I see this explicitly in Teisvis, this is the words of Teisvis, this that we said taste is not bottle, it's not that it's never bottle. Ella, the loy bottle kashavi isurim. It's not bottle like a regular isurim. It's not bottle in 60. Avol bottle vade shaper ki adinan vade in his bottle hatam. But it is bottle if you know for certain that there's no taste. Kagan biyar gadela, for example, a big pot and a small amount of asa salt or spices falls in, and you know for sure that there's no taste, then it's going to be mutter. Ad kan l'sheni, so we see this din of the shach explicitly in Teisvis. Vachinu b'peiskim. That's the shach. So the Shach is telling you that, even by spices, if there's so little that you're certain that there's no taste, it's going to be mutter. Then in Sivkot Nechavtes, let's see inside, he says, The Shach says from the Isur V'Heter that more than 60 is only Midur Bonon. Even though I taste it, if there's more than 60 against the Isur, it's going to be a Midur Bonon. Because the Oid Shom B'Soif HaKlal, Dem Eni Yadua Im Hagishim Taimai Loif, I don't know if I taste it or not, he says from the Yozerua that you can give it to a goy to taste, and if he tells him Masiach Lefitumo that there's no taste, then it's going to be mutter. So we see from the Shach that by Isidu Abonon you can give it to a goy. But Megadim asks on the Shach that if we say that you can ask a goy in this case, so any Isidu Abonon should be able to ask a goy, which we don't find. So Megadim says that less than 60 by an Isidu Abonon we can't ask a goy. Because v'choshesh v'shitas Rashi, that less than 60, a guy is not believed. It's only in this case of more than 60 that it's drabonah that a guy is believed. And Rebbe Vega brings the run that more than 60 is d'oraisa, and therefore it would not help to ask a guy. So just to explain the shach, even though tamkik is d'oraisa, so if this taste it should be also d'oraisa, the shach holds that anything more than 60 is called tam kolosh, a weak tam, and that's why it's also drabonah. That's the shach. Now let's see the Taz, Sivkot Yud Aleph. The Taz says, "Who also mitzad atzmai? It's also mitzad atzmai, and it's there to give taste. It's not bottle." So the Taz says, "Tzarich iyon l'inyan shuman shel iser, shenafal l'maychal, that if fats of iser fall into food, amayehei bottle b'shishim. Why is it bottle in 60? Halataima of it, the shuman is added to give taste." He says, "Bishleim shuman b'asar l'tzarich maychal cholov shaper bottle." Shuman of meat fats that fall into milk is bottle b'shishim is bottle and shishim. Kivan she'ein ha'isa mitzad atzmai, rach mitzad ha'tavuvis, since it's not aser in and of itself. It's only also because it's mixed together with milk. And since it's 60, there's no tabubis. So the way the Prima Gonim explains that by bas v'chalav, we say that derech bishul asur teira. And midaraisa, it's only asur if it's cooked in a normal way of cooking. And it's not usual to cook meat and milk if there's more than 60 against the milk or against the meat. Therefore, by bas v'chalav, anytime there's more than 60, we say it's batal. We had similar in the end of Pezayin about a maimed, that a maimed of bas v'chalav is also batal in 60, even though in maimed usually something that is a catalyst is also even in 1,000. So the Taz says, Avol b'shuman shel iser, shuman tzad atzmai, but shuman fats of iser, which is an iser machmas atzmai, amay mahani shishim, beheter, why does 60 help? O maishna me beitzah shenol de b'yantiv, what's the difference of an egg that's born in yantiv, v'livnu b'maychel, and it's used to whiten a food, the pasuk barachayim, simen tov kof yud gimel, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the loy mahani shishim kiven de la taima avida, that 60 does not help, since it's there for taste. So you see over there that it's there for taste, and it's not bottled in 60. Va'afo pishim maskushom taima v'chazusa, even though over there it says it's not bottled because it's taste and appearance, you see the whitening of the egg. Mikol makam kan, vade tam l'chud oyster. Over here, taste alone is enough. As the Prima Gonim explains, that by davar shishlo matirim, you need both taste and chazusa in order not to be bottled. But over here, if it's just taste, it shouldn't be bottled. Va'afo pishim kosev v'amor kan, kolz man shemagishim hatam. The Ramah says that if you can feel the taste, if you can taste it, it's aser. To mekal mokam, heich novei lidei ha-gosha. How can you come and taste it, given she'efshish ha-nois and tam, heich yitameno. Since it's possible that it'll give taste, it's possible that shuman will give taste, since it's there for taste, how can you taste it? So the Taz says, v'tzorach loyma, de'ein ha-chanami, de'mistoma amrinan b'yeishishim ein ha-nois and tam. The Taz says that if the 60, we say that we can assume there's no taste, but if you feel that it's taste, then it's not bottle. And 60 won't help. Now there's a saying that shuman falls into the category of regular foods, that even though it's there to give taste, we assume it's like a regular food, that there won't be taste in more than 60. And as we'll see later, that's only spices and those type of things that we have to assume that it will give taste in more than 60. So the Taz says, I will be beitzah, lo yamin and kain. By an egg, we don't say that. That we can assume there's no taste. Since it's also appearance. Since you also see the whitening of the egg. Therefore, we're not mekel in 60. Since it's possible that it's taste, and we see the egg, therefore, it's aser. Even though it's possible, it doesn't give taste. But in our case, where it's just taste, it's mutter to taste it, and if you do taste the shuman, then it will be aser. So it says, "V'shuv v'isi b'isi v'heter klal chafhei din vav v'zelashen as saw in the isi v'heter," that he says, "Dover hanasa l'tam," something that's put in for taste. Okay, so what's the case? Kol dover chorif k'goin tavlim do melech shal hektish, something that's spicy, like spices or salt of hektish, ain't a bottle, it's not bottle, adkan. That's the words of the isi v'heter. Mashma d'le mikri tam b'zeh, ela dover chorif v'loy shuman. We see from the isi v'heter that it's only things that are spicy. They give taste into a large amount of food. That's where we have to worry about it. But shuman, as of fats, you can assume that if the 60, that there's no taste. The af shagam hu matama maichal, umamtika, even though it's there to give taste and to sweeten the food, makal makam in a nigash kol kach kumay dovacharef. Nonetheless, it doesn't give such a strong taste like a dovacharef. Alkan shop a bottle, kumay kol asurim. Therefore, it's bottle like all other isurim, makal gavn in all cases. Meaning that what? It's bottle, but if you taste it, then it's going to be asur. That's what Ramah says over here. The example is salt and spices. And it's only in those things that give taste into like 1,000, then it's also, unless we know for sure there's no taste. But something like shuman, that doesn't give taste in such large amounts, if there's 60, we say it's mutter, and then if you would taste it, like any other iser, it's aser once I taste it. That's the Taz. Let's see Siftes. The Mechaber says, Kedeva sheyeshbo chamishim v'tisha zeisim heter. A pot that has 59 zeisim of heter, the volume of 59 zeisim of heter, v'naflo ba shnei zeisim, and falls into the pot 2 zeisim, the volume of 2 zeisim, echad shel dam v'echad shel chelev, the volume of 1 zayis of dam and the volume of 1 zayis of chelev, Kol echad mitstaref im hachamishim betisha shel heter lebatal chabeiroi. Each one, the chalev and the dam, can be mitstaref to the 59 to mevatal the other one. The chalev can mevatal the blood, and the blood can mevatal the chalev. So now, the makor for the mechaber is the Rosh in Shuvis. And the Rosh has two proofs for his din. One proof is the Mishnah in Orla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, Ha'orla mala is a klayim, va'klayim mala is a orla. Orla can be mevatal klayim. Orla, fruits of the first 3 years of a tree, can be mevatal klayim, fruits of trees that were grown together. And klayim can mevatal orla. So for example, since they both need 200 to mevatal them, if fruit of orla or klayim fall into mutter fruit, you need 200 mutter fruit to mevatal them. So if, for example, a fruit of orla and of klayim fall into 199 mutter fruit, so the fruit of orla can mevatal the klayim, and the klayim can mevatal the orla. So we see that is Isurim can mevatal each other. Another proof is the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Ches. Of there the Gemara says that Pigel, Noiser, and Tomei. Pigel is a korban that you had the wrong intentions. Intention that you were going to eat it not at the right time or not in the right place. Vanoiser, or a korban that was left over past its proper time. Vatomei, or a korban that's tomei. So if a gazayas of each got mixed up and it was eaten, it's potter. You don't get malchus. Why? So Gemara says, Yef sheshalayar b'min al-chaber v'yivatlenu. It's impossible that there won't be a rov against each one. And each iser, there's rov against that iser. Now, the Beis Yosef, it says that midor raisa, it's still aser. The only thing is that there's no malchus, because each one is mevatel for malchus. But since it's all aser, it's aser. But look in the Chavis Das, the Chavis Das seems to say that it will only be aser midor bonon to eat them. But midor raisa, they'll be bottle. But in any case, we see from here that Yisurim can mevatel each other. So therefore, in our case, if one kazayis of chilev and one kazayis of blood falls into 59 kazayisim of heter, each one will mevatel each other, and therefore it's mutter. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Now, just to go into this a little bit further, the Dogma of Vava brings the Rambam that the Rambam argues. The Rambam paskins that Yisurim cannot be mevatel each other. The Rambam paskins that Pigel, Noiser, and Tomei that gets mixed up, Yechayev, because there's no bittel by Isser. Since there's no bittel, you get malchus for each individual Isser. There was no bittel, so you get malchus for Pigel, Noiser, and Tomei. And by Orlan Klaim, he learns that they didn't fall in together. First the Orla fell in and was bottle, and once it's bottle, then it can mevatel the Klaim. But if they both fall in at the same time, then they will not be mevatel each other. So we see that the Rambam argues in the Rosh. So why do we pass them like the Rosh? So the Prima Godim and Chavis Da say the Prima Godim is in the Psicha. To Teruvis in Chelak Gimel Perak Hey, the paragraph starting with the word Ba'ifin, and the Chavis Das in Biurin Sifkot Ches, they both say that where the issue is taste, then everyone agrees that the issue can mevatel each other. Since the issue is taste, and if there's 60 non-chelev, there won't be taste of chelev, even though one of the 60 is blood, and the opposite as well. Since there's 60 against the blood, so there's no taste of blood. Therefore, everyone is going to agree that there'll be bittel. However, by yovish b'yovish, for the example that we gave, by klayim and orla, if they both fell in at the same time, then we do not say that there'll be bittel, and we pass on like the Rambam, that by yovish b'yovish there's no bittel. It's only by taste where we say that there's bittel. So that's the machlokes rishonim in the sif. Now let's continue with the machaber. By the yud gimel of the Taz, the machaber says, V'chein esrim betisha zeisim shel heter, if there's 29 zeisim of heter, shenafal behem gazayis chelev, and a gazayis of chelev fell into the 29 of heter, or b'gadera acheres, and in another pot, hayu shloshim shel heter, there was 30 zeisim of heter, v'nafal esechoy gazayis shel dam, and in the second pot fell a gazayis of blood, v'nesarvu b'shegig mutter, and if it was mixed up b'shegig, then everything's mutter. Why? Because we have 59 of heter, one kazayis of dam and one kazayis of chelev. See shortly the Shach who discusses Chanan and the opinion of the Ramah. Let's first see the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'kol shekein b'shnei zeisim, echad shel gvina ve'echad shel baser, dekol echad mevatel chaveri." Certainly, by cheese and meat, if you have 59 kazayisim of non-cheese and meat, of vegetables, for example, and one kazayis of meat and one kazayis of cheese, that will be mevatel each other. Okay, so let's see the Shach Sifkot Lamedalad. The Shach says, "V'chein chavtes And the Torah says that this 30, both the parts that the chela fell into and the part that the dam fell into, he says there were 30 in each. And the old Shulchan Aruch mibli hagoyis kasov v'chein choftes zeisim. And the old Shulchan Aruch says 29 zeisim. V'cheinu b'tshuva sevash v'hu yoyse nochen. And that's more correct to say 29. The havili v'busa yoyse, because it's a bigger chiddush. Because now you don't have 60, you have 59 together, and still it's batel. That's like how we have it in the Shulchan Aruch. V'doik. So the Shach says, v'kol mokem sarchiyin. In any case, we have a question. This din of cheder falling into 29 and blood falling into 30 and afterwards combining does not apply according to us al chanan b'chol isurim. And he explains the kiv on the nafal kazayis dam l'kadeva achas, since blood falls into one part v'loy hayu boy shishim nasa nevela, since there's no 60 in the part, it's nasa nevela. We say chanan, like we've explained previously. That we have the din of Chanan, that anytime there's no bittel, we say Chanan, and we now look at the whole part like it's a nevela. And if it falls into another part, you'll need 60 against the whole part. And the same thing with the second part. It becomes a Chanan, because there's no 60 against the Chalev, and therefore it's all Aser. So it won't help to combine it, because now we've been combined it, but now we need 60 against each part. So the Shach says, the first case of the Mechaber, we can explain that it fell in at the same time. The kol echad mevatel tam chaveroi. If it fell in at the same time, each one came mevatel the taste of the other one. And there was never chanan, and never became aser. Aval hocha demari bebeis kiteiro is kosher. But over here in the second case, we're talking about two pots, where one had 29 and one had 30. It's a question that each one becomes a chanan, and therefore won't help to combine them afterwards. To lehavi leila harav listim hadvorim. The Ramah should not have left the Mechaber's words the way they are. He should have argued. So according to the Mechaber, like we said, that the Mechaber does not hold up Chanan b'shari suim, so there's only Chanan b'basa b'cholam. Since this is a case of shari suim, so there's no Chanan, so therefore if I'll combine the two parts, and now the 60 against each issue will be mutter. But according to the Ramah that holds up Chanan b'shari suim, he should have argued on the Mechaber that this second case does not apply according to us. So Shach continues, he says, kol shekhen on the words of the Mechaber. Mashma de bereisha moide la Mechaber. From the simple reading, it seems that he agrees to the Mechaber in the first case. He says, not only in this case, but even more so, the case of cheese and meat. Ba'olesa, but that's not true. Lemaide kaimon l'chanan, makol yisurim. According to the Ramah, that holds of chanan, b'shar yisurim. The pshita dahinu afilu b'shoigig. That's even if it's mixed up b'shoigig, once it becomes a chanan, it's asr. But the muchach become a duchti, like it's could be proved from many places, or could it come on Simon Tzadik Tes Sifhei Behedja, and explicitly in Simon Tzadik Tes Sifhei. Well, as we'll see in Simon Tzadik Tes, that once it becomes a Chanan, even if they mixed up a Shoigig, it's still Aser. Because you'll need 60 against everything that became Aser. So the Shach answers, V'yesh Leimar, the Sosim Hadvorim Le'inyin Lach Balach, the Ramah leaves the words of the Mechaber the way they are, because it could be a case of Lach Balach. If you have a liquid and a liquid, let's say you have some water and blood fell into water, the loy amina chanan behefse meuba. In such a case, we do not say chanan and behefse meuba. If it's a behefse meuba, we do not say that this water becomes chanan, or this liquid, any other liquid, becomes chanan, and therefore, if it falls into another mixture, you only need 60 against the issue itself. Kedal el semen tzarek bey siv dal, like we saw before in that's what the Ramah also writes in Simon Tzadik Tes Sifhei. So we have one case where the Mechaber's din applies. Therefore, the Ramah didn't argue. Since it applies to a case of lach b'lach, perhaps some Ruba, the Ramah didn't argue. Vayid Yishlema, another teretz. The Harav also l'taymit, the Ramah goes according to what he holds. Shapasav k'teres chatas, that he passes in his sefer teres chatas, hevesiv l'kamon, Simon Tzadik Tes Sifkot Tes Vav, like we'll see in Simon Tzadik Tes, in the Shach Sifkot Tes Vav, demnei toisef ala isur b'shoigig, that if isur was added b'shoigig koidim shenoida hataruvis lo yamun al chanan, if the isur was added before we found out about the first mixture, before we found out that isur fell in, more heta was added, and now once we found out that there was isur, now there's 60. So in such a case, there are more holes in Simon Tzadik Tes that we do not say chanan. And you only need 60 against the issue. You don't need 60 against the mixture before the more had was added. Imkain, therefore, my vihacha shenis arvo beza kadevus yachad, koidem shenoidate bubis. So over here also, according to the Omar, it could be talking about when you mix the two pots before you found out that the chalev and the dam fell in, before you found out that the blood fell in, or the chalev fell in, so there was no chanan. Now it was mixed together, and after it was mixed, we found out that chalev fell into one pot and dam into the other pot. So in such a case, since it was no chanan, it's going to be mutter according to the Omar. But Rosh Hashanah says, according to what I proved over there, even if we did not know about the mixture, we still say chanan. Even if we did not know that the issa fell in before more hatta was added, so therefore it would not apply to our case where it fell into two pots and each one had less than 60. Because even if we did not know that the issa, the blood or the chela fell in, it still becomes a chanan, and therefore once it's mixed, it's still us, because you'll need 60 against each pot. But the only case by us that it could be talking about, that the Mechaber could be talking about where we agree that it's mutter, is in a case of lach balach behef semuba, like the first answer we brought before. But the Shach says, "Avam kamakoyim nafke mina leinyan the kol echad mevatel tam chaveroi kishen naflu shneim bevasachas linun test." However, this din is a nafke mina. The general din of the Mechaber is a nafke mina in a few cases. The first case is where they both fall together into 59, so that the Mechaber is going to agree that it's mutter because it never became aser. Inami, or another case, emnafel kazayis gavina lechavtes zesim heter. If one kazayis of cheese falls into 29 zesim of heter, or bekadeva acheres nafel kazayis basar leshloishim zesim shel heter, and in another pot of kazayis of meat fell in, v'nesarvo ele beza teruvis b'shoigig, and then these two pots got mixed up b'shoigig, the motor, it's motor. Why? The loishayich loimechanan given the adayin kuli heter. Because we do not say chanan, since before they got mixed up, it's all heter. That's a rule throughout Issur v'Heter, that the only time we say chanan is, well, if you have Issur that falls into less than 60, we look at the whole pot now as if it's Issur. But if heter falls in, if meat falls into less than 60, we do not look at the whole pot like it's meat. There's no chanan by heter, and therefore we only look at the one kazayis of meat. So if it gets mixed up, we have one kazayis of meat, one kazayis of cheese, and 59 kazayisim of non-meat and cheese, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Like we spoke about this rule in Siman Tzarek Dalet Sivvav, we come into in many places. That's the second case. In a third case, it could be nafkamina im nafal kazayis dam l'serch samach zesim shel heter. If a kazayis of blood falls into 60 zesim of heter, va'achok ach nafal kazayis v'oid shel chelev lo'isen samach alef zesim, and afterwards a kazayis and a little bit of chelev falls into the 61, in other words, a kazayis and 1/60 or less of a kazayis of chela falls into the pot, the insurach samach neged bei zeisim elu shall iser. You don't need 60 against both the zeisim of iser, against the kazayis iser and the kazayis of chela. Elagama kazayis dam shall nafal bushoy, now mitstarf levatal kazayis v'oid shall chela. Even the kazayis of blood that fell in first can mitstarf to be mevatal kazayis and a little bit of chela. Since now we have 61, and a kazayis and 1/60 or less fell in, so the 61, which includes one zayis of blood, is being mevatel the kazayis and a little bit of chelev. Vilu lo hayinu mitstarf from hakazayis shel dam. If we were not mitstarf the kazayis of dam, let's say we'd say it's bottle, but it cannot be included to be mevatel iser. Lo hayinu samach levatel kazayis void. There would not be 60 to mevatel the kazayis and a little bit of chelev, since it's a little bit more than a kazayis. So if we don't look at the blood and there's only 60 heter, it would not be mevatel the chelev. V'hash the kol echad mevatel tam chaveri. But now that we're saying that iser can mevatel a different iser, gam hu mitstarf lebitel levatel. The blood can also be included to mevatel the extra little bit of chelev. So the shach says meyakol zadafka b'shnei mina isurim she'en tamim shove. This is only where by two isurim that do not have the same taste. Avo b'min echad. But by one iser, even if it has two different tastes, we'll say chayzev neir, as we'll see in Siman Tzarek Tes Sivav, that the iser gets reawakened, and you'll need 60 against all the iser. That's the shach. So the shach is saying that even though the Ramah should really argue on the Mechaber, because the Ramah holds of chanan b'shav yisurim, nonetheless, he can learn that the Mechaber is talking about lach balach, b'hef semuva, or according to the Ramah's own opinion, that it's talking about where it was low noda, but the Shach argues on that. And then the Shach brings three cases where everyone agrees. Either where the two kazais and fill in together into 59, or one kazais of cheese into 29, and one kazais of meat into 30, and then they're combined. And the third case is where kazais fell into 60, and then in different iser, our kazais and 1/60 or less fell in, so we say that the iser helps to mevatel this a little bit extra. That's the Shach.
A few more points I'd like to point out. First is that even though we saw, according to the Mechaber, that if I have a pot, 29 zeisim of heter, and another pot, 30 zeisim of heter, and a kazayas of blood falls into one pot, and a kazayas of chela falls into the other pot, that if I combine the two pots, everything's mutter because it's suma mevatel zeisim, that's only by liquid. The Yehuda says that we have to remember that even though the Mechaber does not hold of Chanan b'shar isurim, he does hold of Eshel HaSechet HaAser. You can see in our introduction to Isser HaHeter, but as a short reminder, Eshel HaSechet HaAser means that even though we don't say Chanan, and we only need 60 against the Isser, but the piece of Heter that the Isser got absorbed into remains Aser. For example, if I have a 10 kazayas piece of meat that absorbs a kazayas of taste of an avela. So now this piece of meat is aser. And if this piece of meat falls into another pot, they only need 60 against the one zayas of avela, according to the Mechaber, who does not hold of Chanan b'shari surim. But the piece of meat itself remains aser, because I can't extract the iser. Once something becomes aser, we say that we cannot extract the iser. Efshel l'sechatoi. It's not, we do not say it's possible to extract the Iser, and therefore it's us. Okay, so therefore, in our case, if we have a cholent, let's say we have two pots of cholent. One pot has 30 zeisim, and it's all mutter, and another pot has 29 zeisim, which are all mutter, and in one pot falls a kazayas of blood, and in another, the other pot falls a kazayas of chaleb. Even if I combine the two cholents, the potatoes and all anything that's a chaticha that absorbs, that doesn't spread evenly, it's going to remain aser. And it won't help us to assume that all the potatoes and the meat and beans, barley, whatever's in the cholent, that's not liquid, is going to be aser. The only time that the Mechaber holds that it's going to be mutter is in a case of lach. For example, a soup. So the soup that has vegetables, even if it has vegetables in it, but the soup itself will be mutter if you have two soups, 129 zeisim and 130 zeisim, and two different ishurim fell into the two different soups, and then you combine them, so the soup itself remains mutter, because lach balach, there's no issue of eshel sechet yasser, because everything spreads evenly. So the soup is going to be mutter, according to the Mechaber, who does not hold of Chanan b'shar isurim. But according to the Ramah, who does hold of Chanan b'shar isurim, it's going to be aser, except as we saw, then if it's a hefsem ruba, the Ramah also agrees that b'shar isurim we do not say chanan, and the soup will also be mutter in a hefsa meruba.
Another point is, Rabbi Kiviega points out that what happens if two spoons of isur are put into a pot? One spoon absorbed chaleb, had chaleb blios in it, and the other spoon had blood blios in it. So what's the din? So he says over here we cannot include the other spoon to mevatel the spoon. Because by chaleb we don't know how much comes out of each one, and you cannot include one to mevatel the other. And the Pesach Teshuva brings one more din for those who have learned already Malicha. He says that by liver, if let's say liver fell in before it was roasted, so now we have a problem of blood from the liver cannot be mitzdarif to mevatel a different iser. Because we have a din, kovid paletes v'inibelas. The kovid liver gives off and does not absorb. So since it does not absorb, it will not help to be mevatel another iser that falls in. One more point from the Prima Gorom. The Prima Gorom brings a prichodosh, that in the case of a zayas of meat and a zayas of cheese that fall into a pot, if I remove one of them, the pot's going to be mutter, because now it's still heter. Except that now the pot, if I take out the zayas of meat, now the pot is going to be milchix. The food will be milchix, since there's no 60 against the cheese. And if I take out the cheese, the food will now be fleishix, since there's no 60 against the meat. But when two kazaisim of iser, if I remove one of the kazesim of Isser while the food is still hot, still yet so let us bow, so now there's not 60 against the other Zayas, and then everything's going to be Asr. That's Siftes.